Well, we're not coming to the close yet. We're just getting started because we're getting close to the finish line, but we're inching forward. So actually, we're quite far away from one of our goals, which is 151 devotees participating and actually distributing. Yesterday, we went to a series of apartments over in Fremont. About 20 or 30 devotees went out together. And we go door to door, and we knock on the doors. And we were commenting afterwards when we were having lunch together, all the devotees, that people are actually very lonely. Because what's going on inside, generally, there's not a lot of solace, spiritually anyway. There's television, which is pretty common everywhere we go. And it's a proven fact that television makes you stupid. It's proven, actually. And it also makes you puts you in more anxiety. It's kind of the opposite of what meditation does and yoga. That's what television does. And most people are inside a lot of the day, and the television's going, so they have that going against them. That's one thing. And then we met yesterday a series of people who had serious things happen in their lives, like losing jobs, losing family members, things like that. So that's another aspect of the world that Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. He says it's a place of misery. So not only are people miserable because of the onslaught of suffering that goes naturally in the material world, but also they don't have any solace because all they have to do is take shelter of television. And there's not much spiritual sound vibration going around. So we found that when the devotees go and knock on the door, what happens is people open the door and then we say, hello, hi, how are you? And we're very happy because we're out distributing books, so we're feeling some ananda, some bliss. And when they see the devotees at the door, I would say about 80, 90% of the time, they become very happy also. First, they're amazed to see that somebody's there standing in front of their door. And then most people, out of them, they're very interested in what we have to show. Yesterday, there's one American lady came to the door, and she told us that she works on the midnight shift. So she worked all night, and when we knocked on her door, she was sleeping. That was her time to sleep. But she got up anyway. She was in her sleep clothes and looked like she'd just woken up. But I started explaining the Bhagavad Gita and telling her that it teaches that a self-realized person treats everyone with respect because he or she sees that God's in everyone's heart, and that real happiness comes from within. And that nowadays there's not a lot of that kind of peace and happiness available in the world. There's a lot of anxiety. The more she listened to these simple things I was telling her, the more she brightened up and came out of her sleep. And then she said, I have to read this book. This is very important. And we said, we offer these for donations. And the reason that we ask for a donation is because when you give something in return for spiritual knowledge, you get special benefit, sukriti, that gives you the power to read and understand the book, actually. It completes the spiritual circle. And she said, that's fantastic. I'll go get a donation. So she brought back a check for $30, and we gave her a Bhagavad Gita and a packet of other books. We have these packets made up that have four books inside and also has all the addresses and a little explanation of what Krishna consciousness is so people can get in touch with us. And that's what we leave off at their house with some prasadam. And then we asked her to chant the Maha Mantra. So we taught her. We said, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare,
Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
And she felt very happy by the end. She had books. She had the mantra. She had prasadam. She had been invited to the temple. And this goes on. Door after door after door. We go to these places where there are 500, 600 units, and we just knock on all the doors and see what happens. And it's such a pleasant experience. We meet people from other countries. I met a couple from Afghanistan, and they spoke Farsi, and they're Muslims, but they bought a book. We have books in Farsi. So they bought a Perfection of Yoga in Farsi, and they took the book, asked them to chant Hare Krishna. And the man said, no Krishna. And I said, so say Krishna. He said, no Krishna. I said, and I said, that's close enough. We'll accept it. And we went on to the next door. And on and on, you have these experiences going around. And this is actually the most fun you can ever have in your life is to go out on Sankirtan, because it's a little exciting, it's exhilarating, and it's really safe. Like, safe because, you know, any rejection you do get when people are there, you're with other devotees. So it's not, you know, you don't become downtrodden, or it's not like going trying to sell something where you're trying to make a profit. We're just making spiritual profit. Even if they see the book or touch it, they get the benefit for that. So this is going on, and then we have all these other projects, Motel Gita. These devotees are placing, do you realize this right now? There are devotees working in this temple. They're using every waking hour that they're not at work and with their families, organizing teams to go out and place Bhagavad Gita's in every motel room in California and across the country. Right now, there are Bibles everywhere. So we're putting Bhagavad Gita's. Did you know that 70% of the motel owners in America, and most of them are Gujaratis? Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. You know, this is an arrangement by Krishna. We're also going to libraries and making sure that these transcendental books are in libraries. So if people, in the human life, we have a short lifespan. If someone gets 1 second to remember Krishna, then their life becomes successful. This is, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Swalpam Apyasa Dharmasya. This is the highest thing. Even if it's a tiny little bit, they get that advancement. So what we're doing out of this tiny little temple that we have here is a big thing. And what our formula is here is to invite everyone to participate. This is called Sankirtan. We don't just want a few devotees or a select group of devotees to do this. We want everyone to be involved in one way or another. So now is the time, because we're inching towards our goal of books, but we're way far away from the number of participants who actually go out to distribute books. So you've got about 1 weekend left if you want to come out with the devotees. That's one thing you can do. Or you can inquire about other ways that you can help with hospital Sankirtan, to take books to hospitals. We have it all organized, so you don't have to think about it. You just have to join. Also, for Motel Gita, you can be a part of that and put in 10 minutes or a half an hour or whatever you'd like. Or you can take some books with you. We have the middle unit, you'll notice, is full of boxes. That's not because we're trying to be sloppy here, but we have to put so many books in there because we're packing thousands of books every day. 20,000 books is a large quantity. And you can take some books with you to your office or to wherever you go, to your school, and you can distribute those books, and we'll count you also. We ask everyone, come forward, get some involvement in this monthly Sankirtan festival. You can come and talk to me afterwards if you like, or to Rakshit Prabhu, or any of the devotees that you see around here, and just say if you want to be involved. And we have backup services too, like cooking, packing lunches, things like that, where the devotees can help out. So, thank you very much. See, everyone's doing seva, you know. So, we invite all of you, please come forward. If you haven't been counted yet as part of the MSF, the Monthly Sankirtan Festival for this month, come forward and take a little service and be counted towards this goal. Thank you very much. Go Premanande. Hari Hari.